أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تحزن عليهم ولا تكن في ضيق مما يمكرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. قل عسى أن يكون ردف لكم بعض الذي تستعجلون. وإن ربك لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثرهم لا يشكرون. وإن ربك ليعلم ما تكن صدورهم وما يعلنون. وما من غائبة في السماء والأرض إلا في كتاب مبين. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we're discussing and we discussed yesterday is with regards to the disbelievers, that they did not understand the concept of the hereafter. They could not perceive it. They were in doubt regarding it, and they were blind to the facts about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given one very simple response to them for them to understand, that the very same Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam that come down and tell the people about the azab of this material world, also warn them about the hereafter, and the azab of this world had taken place. The ruins were in front of the people of Makkah Mukarramah. So if that was true, then the other aspect also had to be true. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues, and here Allah addresses our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would speak about the hereafter, the kuffar of Makkah would respond with a great degree of mockery and rebuke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This obviously hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is being addressed. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not grieve over them. وَلَا تَكُنْ فِي ضَيْكٍ And do not be distressed. مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ From that which the plots which they devise, do not take it very seriously, because you have fulfilled the message and the obligation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is your responsibility. Thereafter it is Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala's responsibility and Allah's choice. If Allah so wills and desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them iman. Otherwise they are being deprived of iman, and that shouldn't create the distress and the grief within yourself. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ Then they used to also ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if this qiyamah is a reality, if this promise is a reality, then when would the promise be if you people are truthful in speaking about the hereafter? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam once again to respond. قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ رَدِفَ لَكُمْ بَعْضُ الَّذِي تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ That some of that which you hasten and you hastily desire could be immediately behind your backs. In other words, you often say to the Nabi of Allah that if Qiyamah is true, if the Azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, then let the Azab of Allah come. So the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that this could be right behind your backs. In other words, it could happen at any time. And in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, the first of this was the battle of Badr, that they had seen then the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala come down, that many of the leaders were killed. There were great losses from their side, and this was in actual fact the beginning of the fall of the Quraysh of Makkah, and that was a form of azab that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down. And Allah Rabbul Izzat sent this azab at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But the reality and the truth of all this is, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most bountiful upon mankind, that when man disobeys Allah, when man commits kufr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not send down the azab immediately, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives man the chance. Allah gives many, many opportunities for man to turn towards Allah and to make tawbah. There are many
things and signs that a person will see of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is all because of the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That delay in the azab of Allah is also a very great fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reality is this, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ, but of most of mankind is not appreciative of the respite and the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ, and certainly your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you conceal in your hearts and what you reveal. All that is known to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now this ayah is in its most general sense, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also addresses you and I, not necessarily only the disbelievers, that whatever is in our hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reality. Sometime a person may have ill thoughts in his heart, ill feelings in his heart. Sometimes they are bad intentions, although the deed outwardly may seem to be good. All that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we reveal the total opposite of what is in our hearts. That also is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reality again is this, وَمَا مِنْ غَائِبَةٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that there is nothing that is hidden in the skies and the earth, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ, but that is all present in the manifest book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has a record of everything. It may be hidden from the eye of man, it may be hidden from the whole and entire creation, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a record of all that. So hence in these ayat and in these verses, after addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it very clear, and for us the point that we need to take is, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bountiful upon mankind. Allah gives us the opportunities, Allah gives us the respite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the tawfiq from time to time. Allah ta'ala grants us the opportunities of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we need to seize these opportunities, because these opportunities go by second by second, and the life of a human being then comes to an end. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.